From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Major League Soccer holds its All-Star game tonight. The league's best players will take on Italy's AS Roma in Kansas City, where the hometown team, Sporting KC, has sold out 27 straight games at Sporting Park. The stadium holds 19,000 people. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, KCUR's Greg Eklund explains why Kansas City is such a soccer hotbed.
It was raining Monday afternoon, but fans showed up with umbrellas to watch professional soccer players aim for a goal across a man-made river in the heart of Kansas City.
Shooter ready!
Keith O'Dell and his 4-year-old son, Aiden, watched from under a bridge since they didn't carry an umbrella.
Well, I'm also not smart enough to look at the forecast ahead of time, and we just kind of planned on coming out here, figured we could maybe meet some players, see them kick the ball across the river, have a good time.
This is what it sounded like when the team played in Arrowhead Stadium, the home of the NFL's Kansas City Chiefs.
Makes a noise right now. Junior home team, the Kansas City Wizards, on to a victory!
Even if the game drew more than 10,000 fans, the noise got lost in a cavernous stadium that seats more than 70,000. When Kansas City, then known as the Wizards, beat DC United to win the MLS Championship in 2000, no one seemed to notice. Even in a city that was starving for a winner. The Chiefs haven't won a playoff game since the Joe Montana era in 1993, and baseball's Kansas City Royals haven't reached postseason since their 1985 World Series championship. But Kerry Zavagnin, an assistant coach with Sporting KC who played on that 2000 team, says the Kansas City soccer scene has changed since then.
You know, if we were on page 12 of the sports section week in and week out, maybe we made it to page 6, you know. So we felt like that was progress. And we had a group of fans that greeted us when we came back from D.C., and it was all we knew at the time.
The franchise's first owner was the late Lamar Hunt, who also owned the Chiefs. He envisioned a soccer-specific stadium but didn't live long enough to see it become reality. That dream was fulfilled by a group of 6 owners whose ambitions caught the attention of Major League Soccer Commissioner Don Garber. He cites the Kansas City area as one of the great turnarounds in the history of soccer in America.
From the very beginning, they wanted to build a state-of-the-art facility, and Sporting Park is just that. It's, you know, one of the real great stadiums in our country, but also anywhere in the world.
But it wasn't just the construction of Sporting Park that mushroomed Kansas City into a soccer hotbed. Quality youth fields sprung up in the area, and Sporting's owners promised to add more near the new stadium. Matt Beasler, who grew up in suburban Kansas City and plays for Sporting Kansas City, recalls when he was in the youth leagues.
We used to bounce around. It felt like every season we were on a different field, and the quality of fields weren't very good, but somehow we made it work, and that's all changed today.
What is happening in Kansas City, however, is part of a bigger picture through the eyes of the owners of Sporting Kansas City. Rob Heineman, one of the owners, says the first goal is for Sporting to consistently win championships. And the other?
We want to win the World Cup. And I think there's a responsibility for all of us as Major League Soccer owners to build as good of a youth development program as we can to help achieve, you know, that goal.
Oh, you can't beat Jimmy Nielsen with that stuff.
Meanwhile, fans like 4-year-old Aiden O'Dell will continue their chant from the stands, including this one, when pulling for 2-time All-Star goaltender Jimmy Nielsen.
Oh, you can't beat Jimmy Nielsen with that stuff.
For Here and Now, I'm Greg Eklund in Kansas City.
Oh, you can't beat Jimmy Nielsen. You can't beat Jimmy Nielsen. You can't beat Jimmy Nielsen with that stuff.
And we're back in a minute, hopefully with that kid, coming up Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.